From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Brian Fitzgerald and Martin McCormick are better known as Switchback and will be in town on Friday, June 13th with the Hoover House Concerts and Saturday, June 14th with Hey Hey Bar and Grill. Welcome to Craft, Brian.
Good to be here, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Very happy to talk to you and waiting to see you in town on June 13th and 14th, a back-to-back concert schedule that you've got there. So tell me what people can expect when they go to see your band, which is, American roots and Celtic soul is the genre that you're playing, right?
That's correct. It's a good way to say enough, but not too much. When Marty and I first got together, we were playing traditional Irish music in the Chicago area. And the projects that we did besides that were kind of like, you know, all over the map. Marty was in a rock band with his brothers, and I was in various groups like Fitzwater, which was a kind of an eclectic acoustic group with mandolin, guitars, and bass, and things, and vocals. So it was, so when we got together, it was under the strict kind of the traditional Irish music as presented in the Chicago style, which was a really significant style because there was a Chief O'Neill was a famous policeman who actually codified and collected songs that probably would have gone to oblivion had he not. A lot of traditional music that we're enjoying today found itself in written down manuscripted by a guy that didn't have any education for music. He taught himself because he was passionate about preserving the culture, you know, in Ireland. So Chicago was a very strong vein, you know, for getting into the Irish music. And so Marty and I, like I said, we worked in the traditional Irish music venues and festivals and things like that, and then got to know more about each other, other musicalities, you know, and more of an American upbringing showed itself in his work and in mine too, because I think my first love were groups like The Band and jazz music like Django Reinhardt and Stephen Grappelli kind of stuff, and just you know, great country music and same with Marty, you know, just a lot of interest in big band and classical. So there was a nice melting pot, you know, that we were able to draw from.
Right.
And then the Irish music was cool because it was a good place to cut your teeth because it was a very exacting, and it was good for getting audiences going because there's something exciting about Celtic music when it's done well, you know.
So with all those influences that you've got on your music, how does it play out in something like, say, Rocky Mountain Express?
That's a good example of a song that drew from the bluegrass country beginnings when I was first beginning guitar. I studied with Rich Harris in Oak Park, Illinois, and he had a place called Guitar Fun, and it was really country bluegrass oriented, where you're singing and playing at the same time, and I learned how to do various, you know, bass runs and hammer-ons and things like that. I had this lick that I enjoyed quite a bit, and I developed a tune called Rocky Mountain Express, which I was playing around and kind of realized it wasn't finished yet, but it was good enough to play out at parties and things like that. And lo and behold, Bob Bowden, a friend of mine, learned it from me. And then it was probably about 20 years later that we were passing through Kansas on our way to Colorado, coming from Illinois. Stayed at his house, cooked dinner for us, and he pulls out the guitar and he starts playing Rocky Mountain Express. So sits, you still play Rocky Mountain Express? And he goes into it, and I nearly died because I'd totally forgotten about that song.
Strung along the mile, torn away, I'm so afraid I'd have to stay far away from you. There remained a flickering flame, the only guide I had to get me through. I can hear you calling me home.
It's a great two-part harmony kind of thing, and it has a kind of a thematic train in the music and the lyrics going through it. So I think people will enjoy it. It's kind of a nice traveling tune, and we were the next day, Marty and I basically polished off the rest of that tune, which I felt was always kind of hanging there unresolved. And Highway 7, Interstate 70 is a wonderful place to do some songwriting, you know.
It gives you a rhythm of the road kind of feel to it, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So you've also got your 13th album, Kanoka, is out now. And tell me about the writing of that, and then we'll maybe play some of that song.
We've been playing some of that music on Kanoka for many, many years, and some of it's the early songwriting stuff that we had kicking around. And it finally found itself on an album that we felt was kind of our tribute to the High Plains, and that we used as a centerpiece instrument for the most part on most of the tracks is this wonderful pedal steel performed by Lloyd Maines, the producer of the Pixie Chicks and many other great artists. He's a wonderful producer slash, you know, musician. He plays dobro, flat top guitar, and pedal steel on that album. And Kanoka is the title track of that. And that's a song that was written like one of the first three. I think it was like the third song I ever wrote in my life. And to this day, you know, I don't really like to say what it's about because it's kind of a whimsical piece, but it definitely appealed to a lot of people. People connected with it, and I'm still kind of learning what it's about as I play it today, you know. So,
I'm curious about when you say that you're learning what it's about as you play it today. Is that a lyrical thing? Is that the emotions behind it? Is what kind of connotations do songs take on for you over the years as you've played them?
It's kind of a neat, you know, tug of war between finding your bliss and also keeping to the, you know, getting through the tough spots in life. You know what I mean? So there's not every step of the way, obviously, isn't. There's some struggle within the bliss, and it's just the way it's handled in the song. It doesn't try to over describe anything, and that's why when you try to talk about the theme, you kind of shy away from it a little bit.
Right.
But there's a very hopeful feeling. But a little touch of melancholy as well. It was kind of almost kind of a hint of Moon River-esque kind of thing, and throw a little Mark Twain in there, you know, and
right. Just,
you know, a good itinerant kind of musician kind of feel too. So.
Right. And a good song for people that are obsessed with lyrics like I am to just break in and ruin, because we want to see all these meanings in it. So I understand your reluctance to describe that. I used to teach writing in freshmen, and I was always trying to get people to, you know, put their thoughts down on paper. And the one of the things that would sometimes come up is, you know, you're going to ruin what my thoughts are by putting it into words. And you know, that's the cruelty of teaching.
Yeah. And it's almost like you're not only ruining your thoughts, but you're ruining my feelings. it's the word.
Yeah, I had a lot of that.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Yeah, that's why I don't teach anymore. I was just ruining too many students as they came through my class. Well, Brian Fitzgerald, I want to thank you very much for talking to me today on Kraft.
And it was my pleasure.
Looking forward to your June 13th and 14th back-to-back concerts in Columbus, Ohio.
Just before you sign off, I just want to mention that I went back and listened to the movie that inspired Connemara Man, which is an Irish song. It's kind of an Irish rocker.
Uh-huh.
And it was the movie Into the West with Gabriel Byrne. If anybody gets a chance to see a wonderful movie, totally recommend it. It's an unbelievable piece of magic. All right.
And we will end this broadcast with Connemara Man. Thank you very much again, Brian Fitzgerald.
Have a good day.
Born by the sea, Connemara Man, mighty man is he.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.
That's just the same.